Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga can't see. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I feel like I'm got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up, cause this world is real fucked up, and I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day B-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up, from the flow up, just the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you paying my bills, showing me thrills, or buying me meals, or giving me chills, and that's for real. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
To OG Radio Presents Poetry Thursday with your boy Radio Rel and Genesis.
Hey girl, I am Genesis. Thank you. How you doing tonight, everybody? I'm excited about tonight. We got some good dope voices coming in here tonight.
Yes, I am excited. The whole entire month, actually, it's been booming on the poetry tip. I appreciate all the callers tonight. Next week, the week after, y'all gave up. Last week was kind of dead water.
Well, they're back today. They are definitely back today.
So
what's up with you, really, Rail?
Not much. Just, you know, got off work, came home, poured me up a drink, and here I am. Some Martell.
You can spell a Martell.
You say I can't
look at the bottle
Martell.
Either. Don't look at the bottle.
M-A-R-T-E-L-L.
It took
the bottle
too long.
Way in the kitchen. I'm way in the room. The bottle is way in the kitchen. I am all the way in my bedroom.
That's great. Go ahead.
For everybody that's listening, if you got an iPhone, update your iPhone. It's the new update, iOS 14. It's fun to use, man. Like we kind of caught up with Galaxy with the whole watching whatever, and then you can push that to the side and do whatever else with your phone, the whole little screen mirror. I don't know what the hell you call it. But the new update is fun, man. I'm starting to look back in love with my iPhone. So for all those iPhone users, go ahead and update your phone. It's fun to use. Phone all day.
What is it called again? What is it called?
What, the update?
The app.
iOS update.
Oh. Oh, you know, I'm an Android user. I don't like iPhone.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about y'all Droid people, you know. Y'all phones be blowing up in people's pockets and, you know what I'm saying, setting off dryers and shit.
Every iPhone I see got a cracked screen, so I don't see too many Android phones with cracked screens. You guys only paying for that half-bitten Apple is what y'all paying for.
Hold on now.
I'm trying to hear that.
That ain't the screen that's cracked. It's not the screen. That's the screen protector. Ah.
Well, it seems like the iPhone don't want to be in y'all crusty hands and always jump out and crack the protector screen because I don't see, like I said, any Androids.
I mean, go ahead and drop your phone from like 10 feet in the air and see what happens.
Why is it going to be 10 feet? Why are you that high anyway with your phone hanging over something?
I don't know.
I don't know
what these people out here doing. I'll be dropping my phone.
I don't like Apple.
Because I always have it in my lap. You should come switch to the dark side.
That's like the argument in my house. My guy's always talking about some his iPhone better than mine. Okay, well, if that's how you feel, then.
I mean, you can just come over for, like, try it for, like, 6 months. You give it a try.
6 months? And then they took the phone off once. Then all of a sudden your phone start doing glitches and stuff once the new phone about to come out. I don't have to really worry about that with Android. Sometimes I do, but it seems like they send a signal out, a mass signal for all phones to mess up so everybody has to buy a new phone. I don't know if anybody else feel like that, but I feel that way.
This is actually accurate. It is true and a fact out there that they do fiddle with everybody's phone because the new one is out there. They have been sued for that. I don't know how far it got, but it was definitely out there.
Let me get this lawsuit. What I got to do?
You know, I don't know who we got to get in contact with, but I need an endorsement.
Well, I guess we're going to have to figure that one out. So, today is going to be a wonderful day. We have, how many poets calling in tonight?
I don't even know. I ain't gonna lie. We got a lot. I just remember the first one. I don't remember everybody else. It's been a hectic 2 days as far as getting everybody together. But
yeah, I try to put something out beforehand.
This is true.
They ready?
The first poet is already on standby right now. They already on. They've been on since the start of the show, you know. I would wait out for 3 minutes, but, you know, go ahead. I'll you know. So, who has the 9:15 slot?
Who has what?
The 9:15 slot.
You asked me whose slot that is?
Yeah, so I can properly introduce that, you know.
I don't remember. I'm trying to think. No, the name starts with a K.
It's
I hope I wrote everybody down correctly today.
It's a long day, y'all. Bear with us. But without further ado, the first poet is now live. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kiana the Artist. And I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
There you
Georgia.
Go.
Well, I'm originally from West Indiana. So, yes, I'm in my Midwest. But I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Do you like it down there?
I can tell about us, the area code.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I don't got to do the snow.
That's
the snow ain't that bad up here.
I know. I got to do the warm weather now.
One of my friends, actually, I wanted her to introduce herself. I met her when I spent a little time in Atlanta, Georgia, myself. And she took me to a couple poet spots down there and kind of introduced me to the Atlanta crowd, which was pretty cool. So I told her to come on the show tonight.
Hey.
She's a professional.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, what two poems are you going to share with us tonight? Go ahead.
What do you say? Oh.
Friendly reminder. Hold on. Okay, just a friendly reminder. For you and all those who are tuned in, after all the poets have went, me, people off air, and Dennis will deliberate, and the winner receives a $25 cash app. On behalf of OG Radio.
Cool.
Yes. Which is going to be either PayPal or we do PayPal. So, yeah, we go back and forth. But those are only two we can get from currently that we have standing by. But
Yeah, I ain't downloading no Vivo, no whatever the hell.
Zelle.
But yeah, what two
right.
points?
You know, there's so many out there. You just gotta make sure the real one
Man.
Works.
You know, my phone can't handle all these apps.
Yeah, I thought it was iPhone though.
You know what? Stop. You know
yeah.
what?
You quiet?
You
oh, okay.
I hate it here. But what two poems are you gonna recite for tonight?
My favorite, All in One, and my little short version, Amazing.
Okay,
so
what's
the
backstory
on the first one?
The first one, I collaborate all my poems into one. And it's very touching and unique. And then my other one, in spite of how the world looks, the world's still amazing. So that's all I'm going to do.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha. Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and do my short one first. Amazing. The foot of life is amazing, the amazing of grace, the amazing of love, the beauty, the touch, the laugh, the song. God is amazing. You can wake up and talk, that's amazing. You can go to school, that's amazing. We all have gifts and talents, that's amazing. Today God is made from showing us purpose to him, that's amazing. That's it for that one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
amazing.
Alone, so. Hey, I'm trying to, you know, make sure other people come too, you know. All right. All in one.
Hear that.
The attitude of character to visible character to visible love to unspoken word. I'm the artist. I'm the artist. He believe in God, believe also in me. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. I'm a woman with faith with God. What matters to me, what falls in place to never suggestify what you can become. Every day is a new day. Every day is a bright and sunny day. I tend to be with my friends to become even more. My deepest fear is to believe in yourself, to judge me because I am black. And this moment of speech, now walk in my shoes, now walk in my shoes, now walk in my shoes, now walk in my shoes. My naysayers can't say what to say about you because I am somebody, because I am somebody. To the natural hair, to the natural eyes, to the natural lips, look at me, I'm natural. Decess determines you. Is this mic on? Can I have your attention, please? Words and words and words, reality, and dream is a reality. So I am here because I'm the next generation. Thank you.
Okay, okay.
Hey.
What you,
heard that one.
I don't think I heard you perform that one before.
No, you know, I got so many of them, you know. You got to go through your Rolodex.
Well, say, go ahead and say what your platform is so people can come find your work and, you know, if you have any books coming out, if you have any CDs, if you do other stuff, please.
Yeah. All my stuff is on Kiana the Artist, KEYANA-THERST on IG, LinkedIn, YouTube, all the platforms out there in America. So Kiana the Artist. I am working on one project. It should be finished soon. It's a children's book, so it'll be out soon. And I'm having my own open mic, which is going to be the first and second Wednesday for fall and winter on Google Meets. You can look that up, Eventbrite, Kiana the Artist. And that's it.
Are you looking for more poets to come on the show, or you already got your max?
They can go on there, Eventbrite, Kiana the Artist.
No, I'm saying do you need more poets, or you only going to be at a limited amount?
Yeah, I need some people on there. It's a global event.
Okay.
At the end of the year, my goal is to put My event together is called The Journey, The Artists Around the World. And that's going to be a showcase that I'm putting together, which takes place in November 14th. Everything's virtual, so there you go.
Okay. I definitely have a person that I'm going to throw your way. I will follow your IG and everything. So if you get a request from Radio Rail or Hell Rail 1290, that is me.
Ain't nobody wants you on their page. No, I'm just...
You know what? I hate it here.
I'm just trying to find a new... I have a
abuse.
Sad day. Hey, I be getting abused today.
Oh,
just being...
What are you talking about? You are saved on this show. You are saved. But, Kiana, thank you for sharing your poem. I appreciate it. I definitely
enjoyed
it.
Thank you for having
me on. Anytime.
No problem at all. You're
everything we're doing.
You are
thank
more
you.
Than welcome to come back on the show every third when we have times over. But you're more than welcome to reach out and come back on the show anytime on Thursdays. And also, I'm on air Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. If you want to just shoot the shit, you can call in on Mondays with me. And, you know, I talk about the whole plethora of things. So keep that in mind for Mondays from 9 to 10, 11, which however way I'm feeling.
Gotcha. So what time the other poets come on?
Nine thirty, 9:45, 15 minute segments. So if you have more poems to share within the 15 minutes that you can.
Okay.
And
put
then
on mute too here, everybody. I'm in the moment, so I need some more poetry in me. I just left another open mic, so hey, I need some more poetry.
Well, I can.
I'm gonna throw.
I got your number. I can.
Guy your way.
Okay.
Because I have a couple that would love to do it.
And do you have the link to this show currently right now?
Yeah, she gave it to me.
Okay. Okay, cool. So you can.
I hang up.
Go ahead and click it. Yeah. So that way you can hear everybody else. And all of their social media and whatnot, you know, spread the word.
All right. Yeah, I got some people trying to come. So I have one person, so I hope she contacts you. She's from New York.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, she's
New York. New York shows us so much love. New York shows us so much love.
Yeah, I do. I got love.
I'm moving there.
I miss my Midwest, even though I don't want to do the snow, but yeah.
See, you could come here during the, you know, spring, summer, fall, so you can eat the food and then go back and hibernate.
Yeah.
That's
right.
How you do it. Yeah, I had
well,
to get spaghetti today. They don't like that down here. They said that's weird.
Yeah, so. That's crazy.
Well,
I'll take our snow over east, though, like Boston area, Philadelphia. Like, our snow is way better compared to theirs. They be getting like 20, 30 inches of snow. I'm not with that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in today. And I'll text you later with the new poets, or if you listen in for the rest of the show tonight, you can get tell us which one you like, and then we can give them your information and contact you to be on your show.
All righty.
Yeah, what she said. Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye. No problem.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.
I'm gonna
Lord Jesus, I am not. time to do none of that. I get people social media so I can help them grow as well. That's all.
I'm just talking messy. If you wasn't guilty, you would have been like, yeah, whatever. See? But you had a, you fell right into the trap. That's what men do.
I mean, is she cute?
I'm not telling you all that. It's none of your business. Next thing you know, I'm here,
you
know, your friend.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a quick before we introduce the other poet. They are on the other. They are waiting. They are tuned in at the moment. So right now, this is Sandy Redd with Hard to Love. You can find her on Apple Music, S-A-N-D-Y-R-E-D-D, Hard to Love.
Hey.
Because of them it's hard to trust, and I don't think you deserve it. Blame it on my exes. Because of them I hate you. I be lying, I be cheating, I be doing everything they did. It's not my fault that I can't love, that I can't trust.
Because it's 9:30.
It might have been. Not sure why she hung up. I cannot. Well, I'll just reach out to her. Hopefully she gets back. But,
I'm so down.
Yeah. Huh?
We know she's your favorite poet. One of your favorite poets. We have some good ones coming out.
She is my favorite poet.
So.
Yeah.
See, that's bias right there. You shouldn't even announce that on. See that?
I said she's one of them. She's one of my favorite poets.
No, you didn't. You said she is my favorite poet.
Right, but then
I
said she's one of my favorite poets.
Too late.
I have several. Because like,
somebody stopped listening to the show after you said that.
No, it started off with
you know,
one, and then as each show goes on, I always have my favorite of that week. So then now I have a handful of favorite poems that I like.
Well, I have a couple favorite poets that's been featured
See?
On the show. I said a couple. I didn't just say one. I said a couple, and I like Lopez a lot. She was dope. That she was in the last season.
Is she coming back? Is she coming back? I need her to come back.
Yes, she's coming back, and she has become one of my dear friends. I would call her a friend because she's very nice. She's a very sweet lady, and she's very helpful and educated.
She has a pending Cash App on her, okay? It's pending.
So she got to come and collect the goods.
Hey, she got to come, deliver that fire, collect the goods.
Well, definitely she's going to come back. I've been talking to her. Is she back?
Okay. Yes, I see a number, so.
Okay, go ahead.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Hey, Brittany.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm happy that I finally got through. I don't know what went wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And
but I'm
you
happy
are calling
yet.
From
got
Jamaica, right?
Face.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, how are you guys doing today?
We're good.
I am great.
We're good.
Are you able to hear me?
Smile on my face.
Yes, I'm able to hear you. Are you able to hear us?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, is it because you're in Jamaica or?
Maybe it's the connection. Let me try to go another area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody, Brittany has been on the show 3 times. Has it been 3, Rel? It's been a couple.
I think
it's
about
a couple
2.
Times.
I believe 2. She was the very 2. First winner. I remember that. She came back. This is your 3rd time on the show.
Yeah, my 3rd time.
Okay. Well, we appreciate all the love. We really do from Jamaica. Like,
yeah, definitely. And I made sure, you know, I let my people listen to your show as well. So
I appreciate
That's
it.
Even
I
more
definitely
love
check our numbers.
Point.
I check our numbers every week, and it goes up, up, and up. So I appreciate the love. You get to show us. Our numbers are high on Thursday, which I love the fact that so many people tune into Poetry Thursdays.
Yeah, definitely.
So what poems you got for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually planning to recite 3 poems with you guys entitled Digest Life, Redemption in the Sea, and Melanin Goddess.
Okay.
Right.
Well, what is the backstory?
Whenever.
I know.
Okay.
Right?
For the one that I'm about to recite right now, that's Digest Life. It's about healthy eating. You know, cancer is taking over people right now. The whole COVID thing, and you know, sickness is. You know, we need to overcome sickness.
Mm-hmm.
So, no one don't usually write about Digest Life, so I wanted to do something different, you know? So I wrote a poem about LTE.
Okay.
All right, so here goes. Here, just a moment. Life is in the food we eat. Just a moment. Sorry about that.
Good.
Take your time. You got it.
Yeah, it's one of my latest poems, so I just want to make sure that I have it word for word. Sorry about that.
All right. It's okay. We got this. I know you can't hear the snaps, but they're there.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
I know you can't hear the snaps, but I'm snapping right now. We're going to get this together.
Okay, yeah, definitely. All right. So here goes. Life is in the food we eat. Fruits, vegetables, and grains are what we need. Chiefly peanut, cashew, almond seed, greens, and fruits rich in vitamin C. We can achieve a long and healthy life if we exercise and eat what's right. Avoid high carb sweets and fries. Consume more kale. Take my advice. For breakfast, I love oatmeal. I added some nuts, strawberries, which gave me great zeal. A balanced diet, I want to achieve. Vitamins, minerals, the right amount of protein I received. Life is in the food we eat. We need to consume less carbs and red meat. Increase our intake of wheat and beets. Attain and maintain the life we need.
Okay. Are you speaking to me? Because I haven't been on my diet lately, so. But I feel like that spoke to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely understand. I want, you know, people to eat healthy and consume more, you know, vegan meals and, you know, stay away from the meat.
I don't know. I gotta eat my meat. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't knock anybody's diet, but, you know, with me, I gotta die eating my meat.
Oh, you eat meat, real? That's what you do?
You know what? I'm done. I hate it here. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, got to keep it light.
I'm going to switch my diet to yogurt now.
Yeah, I tried all veggies, but, you know, it didn't work out. But, you know, at least, you know, consume less of the meat and more of the vegetables and your nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, I
usually do that. Because it's weird seeing flesh on your plate, especially before all this stuff happens. And yeah, I can definitely see that being a problem, or they planting stuff in our food to make everybody sick. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but it does make sense, because it always comes from an animal or something, when we always get sick. So maybe this time for us to look at a different way of eating. Yeah.
Indeed.
So, I appreciate that.
Because my aunt that grew me, she, you know, she found out last year that she had cancer. So she changed up her diet, and now she's cancer-free.
Yeah, and they put a lot of antibiotics in those animals, too. So when they give us antibiotics to cure colds and things like that, then it doesn't work for us because our body is so immune to it already, because the animals have it in their bodies.
That's
I've
true.
Been eating on it. It's just so hard sometimes to stop eating certain meats. I got down to just fish and sometimes turkey, but I'm still working on it. But beef and pork is kind of out of the question for me anyway.
Yeah, I totally understand.
So what is the next one that you would like to read for us in backstory?
All right. So it's entitled Redemption in the Sea. So I'm a sea lover, a beach lover, water lover. So anytime, you know, I'm going on, like, vacation, and so to clear my mind, to release my anxiety, I usually go to the beach side or waterfalls, you know, anywhere that has, like, nature and mostly water, because it helps really to cleanse me. Therefore, my poem entitled Redemption in the Sea. I habitually love the sea. Somehow I think it can deliver me from my fragmented mind, splintered heart, and cleanse me totally. The waterfalls remind me of the way my feelings tend to be, sparkling and the true definition of purity. Can these waters consume me? I need its tranquility. Remove these shackles, set me free. I really need clarity. Drown me in your peace. My spirit needs release. I keep running, but the true enemy is within me. Yep.
All right. 2 for 2 out here.
I like the first one better. I'm just going to put it out there so far. That's my favorite one so far. I like that one. About
yeah, I realize that, you know, people are more drawn to digest life because it's really, you know, educational and so on.
Right. Very informational. I was like, damn, I need to eat some nuts and cashews.
Yeah,
it
made me feel bad.
I bet you tired of me. I made some pasta. And I'm like, shit, I don't even want to eat that no more. I want to go grab an apple.
You lying.
Yeah.
You eat whatever.
I didn't eat
yeah,
that.
But you know.
Let me stop. Let me leave you right alone. You ain't even messing with me today. I'm just gonna leave you alone today. You're not for
oh,
no
yeah. Oh, it's coming. Just wait till everybody get off air. It's coming.
Okay. We're going to see. Okay, Miss Brittany, what is the third poem you'd like to share in the backstory of it?
Yeah, my third poem is entitled Melanin Goddess. You know, I want our black girls and ladies and females to know that, you know, you should love the skin that you're in. You're like a goddess, a celestial being. And I just want to encourage our colored girls, you know, to keep your chin lifted, you know, because you're indeed a queen and goddess. All right.
Oh,
so here goes. Girl, you're an exceptional African queen. The aroma of shea and cocoa butter cream. Let your grandeur be seen. You're like a celestial being. Your spirit is like pure gold. The sun illuminates your soul. Please grace us with your presence. You're enthralling, treasured, and bold. Perpetually keep your chin lifted. Mother Africa, you're astoundingly gifted. Cease from removing your crown, O queen with skin like brown.
That's beautiful.
Ooh-wee. Say cocoa
yeah.
butter one more time.
Oh, sure, definitely. Girl, you're an exceptional African queen. The aroma of shea and cocoa butter cream. Let your grandeur be seen. You're like a celestial being. Your spirit is like pure gold. The sun illuminates your soul. presence. You're enthralling, treasured, and bold. Perpetually keep your chin lifted. Mother Africa, you're astoundingly gifted. Cease from removing your crown, O queen with skin like brown.
I want to let everybody know, with that poem there, Brittany just set the bar. Just like a few weeks ago, Sandman came in, set the bar high. That poem right there, she just set the bar. You have to have
that.
That
was for my daughter.
She was there. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh that poem right there.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to do a collab. I made it this short because I was hoping to do a future collab with another, like, spoken word artist or a poet on this. If not, I may just add a few, probably two stanza to it.
Okay.
Jennifer,
what is your platform?
I think you should introduce her to. I think you should introduce her to Sandman.
Sandman?
Okay, sure.
Yes,
okay.
I think you should introduce her to Sandman. I think that would be a dope collab between the two.
Yeah, indeed. I'll definitely check him out.
Yeah, Sandman is off the chain. I'm not going to lie. I underestimated Sandman in the beginning, but he's one of, like, he's a good poet. I definitely would recommend him to any event, any host, like, he's been doing poetry for like 15, 20 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right.
Yeah,
so
for
all
those who don't know, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, I'm sorry.
Shit, I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, for all those who don't know, go ahead and tell everybody your social media where they can find you at and your new. What you just posted today on Facebook, go ahead and share that as well.
So you guys can find me on any social media platform as Be Expressive Soul. So just key in Be Expressive Soul and you'll definitely find me. You can definitely check me out on YouTube as well.
Okay, what did you post on
yes.
Facebook today? You said you posted something.
Oh, yeah, my interview with a Canadian host on World Poetry Cafe. And, I post a lot of things, something I don't really remember. And also, my poem, Blackness is Royalty, will be featured in an anthology for the best poem of 2020. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Don't be so modest. She's like, oh, I forget. Stop it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a big accomplishment. I'm very proud. Black excellence.
Backbeat.
Okay.
What the hell?
Well,
we just had the other poet, and then they hung up. Oh, wait, no. She just left. Okay.
She left?
Yeah, okay,
she
never
there.
Mind. That was... her minutes probably, because, you know, she got the whole international thing, her minutes probably dropped, but it's all good.
I'm sure she would be in contact with Brittany. She's very loyal to OG Radio.
Yeah. We have another poet who just called in. Again, I want to thank
favorite.
Everybody who called in earlier. My favorite just called in. Right now?
Your favorite just come in. Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, without further ado, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Leilani. How are you guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing? How you doing?
Miss Lopez.
I am. We just talking about you. You have a pending Cash App. I just want to let you know from like a month ago or so. Just to let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's such a great soul, spirit and all. Like, she's a great person all around.
Thank you.
I've grown to care for her dearly in a little time that we've known each other. She's very helpful and insightful about a lot of things. And please share with us, you just released a book, right?
Yes, which I will be reading from tonight. I wanted to share a new poem that I wrote, but because of everything that I'm doing, I didn't get the chance to finish it. And I want that one to be finished, you know. I'm going to read two pieces from my book, and then I'll do I Am Poetry, which I don't know why everybody knows that one.
Make sure you tell us the backstory of the poems. We're all ears, and make sure to tell us, like, your platform, where to get the book, so you can get some more business going. I purchased the book. I read, like, a couple poems today, and I'm already, like, in love. So.
Yay, thank you. So, the first one I'm going to read is called Broken, and it is mostly about, you know, trying to fit into society's, like, rules of what you're supposed to do. Like, it's like the play of, right. So, backstory, I've dealt with anxiety, depression for a very long time, and one of it being that I just wanted to fit in. And as you grow older, you don't really realize that fitting in is not what you think it is. It's like your own success is what success is, not what somebody else labels it as. So, and I kind of did a poem based on that. So, Broken. Okay. So here you go. I am heartstrings staring into an abyss. Looking into the depths of my soul, I see perpetual hate grilling upon looks, harsh, self-spoken words of self-hate, bleeding through wounds unable to mend. Did you see me? Waving my surrendering flag, gleaming, exhausted, joy broken, drowning. I posted 1,000-plus pics with happiness plastered on the cover. Shook my ass for you to wonder about the intimacy in me. I even used God so that you would mean wise in my belief. Stripped my own identity in rogue controversial trains that aim toward your following, discussed my themes that catered to fame, that framed greater pains of black and blue scars that bled on intellectual properties. Fed my soul lies that you loved me because you liked a few times when you didn't even know me. Did you see me? Covered in smiles, script written as at all is well, come lay your burden here. I can be your wasteland that rids you of your pain. Fill up my tank, I'm fine, I'm A-okay, no filter to assist the lookout. Reeking in your anguish, in my agony, I feed you empty words of empowerment. Cliches making the body sick, but you move on with your fix, and I still reek. Did you see me? I am broken, feeble, fumbled over and over again, binds to fragments and loose of power, enslaved to no one's mercy, damaged goods, if good is, can be restored within me, lost from self. When being bruised with glares and raped with simple conversation is no longer considered sticks and stones but are now part of your identity, robbed of rights of safety, who am I? Do you see me? Look at me. Trampled by society's rules of engagement, I must have, I must choose, I must be. Well, I choose me. Why can't I choose me? Where pain is no longer a side effect of misery but of senility. That strength does not equate to masking inward aches, but I tried and I failed and I tried again. When my dorkiness and quirkiness does not determine how many likes I do not get, that my ass is not for showcase, that my beat face is not pageant for ideal beauty, that my heart is the answer and it is sometimes not well and it's okay because it means just as well as other muscles and tendons do. That you would love the keeper of secrets as much as you do those who entertain for game. That success is vast and not cast down by singular perspective. Where pebbles are not thrown at those already sown by their own thoughts and beliefs. That we birth joy in every soul that repress, speaking life and sharing battle scars, dancing a victor's dance. That this too shall pass, that sparks hope and preparation for dreams flowing as rivers. Flaw does not mean discarded. Imperfections is beauty, is the beauty that caresses the body. They sing the stories that that make up me. Break the hourglass mask and please look at me and not through me. But that's broken.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. She came with the hardness with the poems and her voice. She comes with the thunder. You understand? Like, it comes out. Like, she's not shy to speak to nobody.
I'm trying.
Came out swinging.
See, that's my friend. And we know how she would be going out. That's my friend. That's my homie. Yeah, that's her.
Hey, what Smokey say? That's my dog.
Exactly. Be the loudest one out there. You know she did that.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I'm going to read the last one. It's called Purposeful Brokenness. So that one was broken. So this one is Purposeful Brokenness. So it's like throughout the whole entire book, it tells you about all these like tragedies, and then it tells you about, like, you know, the battle with yourself. And then it's like at the end of it all, like, this is like your realization that it was all worth it. At the end of the day, it was all worth it. So, and in simple terms. Purposeful brokenness. Brokenness is defined as forcibly separated into two or more pieces, fractured. I have forcibly separated me from getting to know me in most of my previous pieces. Fractured by life's gruesome experience, I had to fight with knives and gunfight situations. I had to strip each painful frame I last hung, had to venture through valleys that seethed new and swallowed many salty tears, speedily run down to the turned up corners of my lips, staring into a world I never was ready to believe exists. Yes, playing was scattered on many of my canvases, but the painting was beautiful, purposeful. You see, I had to go, had I not gone through the brokenness, I would not find the need to find me. I would continue to hide me, despise me, lie in lies and fantasize of what could be, like beaten clay, muddy and murky, turned into beautiful display. I wouldn't have known I loved wordplay. As purposeful lingers in the showing determination or resolve, I collide purposeful to my brokenness. Let's focus on definition. Showing determination or resolve for something forcibly separated into two or more pieces. I am determined to piece together all the many pieces that have been scattered for the resolve of a fulfilled me, a no longer concealed me, breaking through chains and old brands that do not define me. I land in wonderlands as the brokenness trails behind me. Placing the pieces carefully before me, I'm hungry, not thirsty, just hungry, starting to see what this wondrous plan God has manifested before me. I'm not lonely. I'll be my own homie because there's even purpose and quiet in the silence. I'll find it. I define myself as purposely broken because I am determined to win, determined to live, determined to not let the battle scars define who I am. It's all right because there's purpose behind every scar. That's purposeful brokenness.
See, I'm biased. I'm biased today, probably.
I ain't gonna lie, my shit, my perception changed real quick.
Thank you, guys, man, for trying. So that's my book. Those are two pieces from my book that I just published a month ago called Purposeful Brokenness. As I said, it's a journey of self-identity, going through a whole bunch of stuff and trying to figure out who you are. So that's that. You can find it on.
Everybody's been through that.
I ain't gonna say my name, my age on radio, but I'm young enough.
Yeah,
I'm young enough to know that, you know, we all have a story. We all got a story. So the last poem I'm gonna do is I Am Poetry. My husband said he loved this piece, so I'm just going to do it. And it's like a little happy, joy piece. A little bit, I guess.
Is it for him? Is it for your husband?
No, I Am Poetry is what I did last time I came on here. It's one of his favorite poems. I Am Poetry, I think it's just one of those things that, like, I feel like every poet does, but it's their own rendition of it. So this is my I Am Poetry.
Okay.
Belly swell with hunger, will I plunder? Will I see eye to eye with one other side of my pen? Let me go on the record for saying poetry is ugly most times. Sick combing through thoughts, combing through painful smiles and broken hearts. I scratch out, rip out, and start again. Will the cycle ever end? I am caressed by scarred landscapes on beautiful estates. I am depression smeared on mirrors that smile back and swallow down tears, bleeding out, staining blank pages so I write about it. I am the clay that potters love to shake, fold, and mold. There's layers to me that designs cannot uphold. I am the creator of joy from bruises that were filled with purpose. I am harmonizing verses on pages. Braille stitched to skin, I can't avoid it, so I write about it. I am hyperboles and metaphors that spit soliloquies of better tomorrows. Voice for the misfits that kiss their great falls, impregnated with stanzas, verbs, and nouns, birthing this canvas of me out loud, I crave it. Seeing that it was all worth it, that the sovereign was worth it, that the process of creativity has not gone unnoticed, that the shaping of me had purpose. Yeah, my flow is flawless. I'm flawed on purpose, so I write about it. I am spoken word. I am poet. I am art. I am pain. I am joy. I am poetry. And that's that.
Yes,
y'all. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. 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 Like, well, COVID is away, and she started doing open mics. So I swear I want to come to New York and be like, what's up? Like,
yes.
I definitely want to come there and be like, what's up? What is where do we want to do this open mic at? It's so much fun. I miss it so much. I wonder what is my favorite poem. I really do. I want to know which one that everybody in my poems likes the best. I'm going to have to get that out. I never really thought of that. It's just a new perspective in my head. Like, I wonder which poem my mom likes the most or my partner likes the most. Yeah. Hmm.
I'm waiting for my mom to tell me her favorite poem. She's taking a long time. She's procrastinating.
She might going to be like, I love them all.
Yeah, no, I'm telling her she got to pick one.
You feel better, bro? Your poet came on tonight. You've been asking about her for a minute.
Yes, I'm happy. 100%.
I'm happy.
Again, you have a pending cash out because what I did was I declared you the winner before we actually even did decide to start cash out and winners. So give your cash app to Genesis, and then I'll pay you. But we're still voting for tonight. So, you know, you got a chance to win.
She's paying for when we were in season 7, and we decided to do
much.
It for season 8.
Got it.
you
can find my work on Instagram. It's Lay and Poetry. And there's a link to my website where you can actually purchase the book. It's $18, and I hope everybody like it.
And she has some dope earrings on there. It's made of wood.
Yes, I have earrings.
Wow.
Yes.
She has earrings on there. Don't forget the earrings and some shirts. And
t-shirts.
The book.
Have all that.
Yeah,
I
just got to help you out a little bit because you being modest. She got some stuff on there, and it's pretty dope. She listens to me. I'm all over here talking all her business. But she needs to get out there so nobody forget anything. You got it, and it's L-E-I, for people that don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my dog.
All right. So I'm going to be looking for you on a lot of Thursdays.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I just started doing open mics on Thursdays as well, but the time's different for you guys. So I would love for you guys to Genesis already blessed us last time, so I'm having another one on the 24th. It's 7 o'clock p.m. New York time, so I think that's, I want to say, 6 o'clock your time?
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would love for you guys to come and participate on that. So.
Well, I'm definitely going to come bless the mic once again.
Thank you.
My blessing.
Yes,
yeah, we'll check it out. Definitely check it out.
Thank you again, you guys. And I'll definitely come on again. You know I will.
All right. You're welcome.
Well,
thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
I will talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
All right.
Bye. The rails, Melly Rails, how you feeling?
So let me stop being lame. Would this be, this is the last part of the night, ain't it? They have been hanging on for the past few minutes.
No, I don't think so. I think we're supposed to have like two more. I think another one's supposed to call it 10-10, 10-15.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is one more, I believe.
Poet, yeah, this poet has been hanging on for a while. But Lopez definitely reset the bar again. So, from everybody off air right now, it's between Brittany and Lopez at the moment. So I'm gonna see everybody next to bring that fire, bring that energy, you know. Without further ado, for the next poet, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yes. Not me. Somebody else.
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're here. Can you hear?
Hello?
I can hear her saying hello.
Can
is this Brittany?
Oh.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. We can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear us?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, what's your name? I'm trying to get this.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is going on? So.
Can you?
Hi. I go by the name Enigma, and I am a poet, songwriter, and artist. You can follow me on Instagram, real_enigmatic, for more content.
You just opened my antennas up when you started off by saying songwriter. So we'll get to that a little bit after the poetry. So I'll hip you in a little bit.
Okay.
So where are you from?
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I'm calling from Columbus.
Columbus, Georgia? Okay.
Yes.
Stand up. We have two poets from Georgia.
Right.
I also paint and do forms of art. You can find me at Milan_flower_child on Instagram too for paintings and things like that. But
okay.
I just wanted to do
that
two
was a
poems.
Lot to soak in. Wait a minute. Wait. That was a lot to soak in. That was Milan_.
Melanin. _flower_child. MELANIN.
Gotcha.
Okay. Make sure you message one of us those too so we can post it or follow you as well. Follow the platform.
But yeah, I just wanted to do two poems real quick. Nothing too windy. But,
Okay.
What do they call them? What's the background story of them?
The background to this one, this poem, it's just about self-worth and empowerment and my truth and some of the subjects, touchy subjects of today.
That's a lot of touchy subjects.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? But I'm going to just get right into it and then I'm going to do the next one.
Okay.
This is I am rich. I am rich, not with money, but with time. I am enriched with the mind of a soldier, the heart of a survivor, the eyes of a fighter, the hair of the gods. I am rich, rich with the know-how, rich with the how-to, and the ability to say fuck you. I am rich with the skin, with the color in. I am rich, rich with the blessings of black babies who will have black babies that will have black babies that will grow in a better place than in this state of mind. I am rich, but not with coin. I am rich beyond your jurisdiction. You cannot begin to understand. This file has been classified since way before your time. I am rich with the struggle. I am rich with the knowledge of many lifetimes stored within my DNA. So no, it's not what you say or choose not to say. I am rich simply because I am me. I am not free, not when my son's mistakes can mean shackles and gates, and your son's mistake is just that, a mistake. But I am rich, rich with the knowledge of the motherland. You can't break me because I am rich beyond your currency. I am currently evolving, loving me. So yes, I am rich. Let's argue. So that's the end of that one.
Okay. It was a fun Okay. I didn't know who was calling in. Right.
You brought that heat. I appreciate
thank you,
it.
Thank you.
Bring that energy. You brought it. I appreciate it.
All energy over here. Good energy.
Loving it.
But,
give me some of that energy, too.
Yeah. The next one is called The Mind is Dangerous. And it's about emotions and relationships and figuring out the different types, the difference between love and lust,
yes.
And the separation between the two when you're young and figuring things out. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the mind is dangerous. I saw you through the windows of my mind, but were you looking at me? Love said patience is a virtue, but she spoke so quietly when you said, I don't want to hurt you. It seemed so loud. How could I cloud my mind with misfortune and doubt? Why did I open a door that I can't close anymore? Because you said, baby, let me love you, and I grew to adore. But you obviously didn't have me in mind, because you meant let me love your body and forgot about my mind. I gave it all to you because I thought it would pay off in due time. But I remember when my mother taught me love is blind. Close your eyes and shield your mind and think of about a time when I love you meant I love you and not damn you fine. But unfortunately, that time was never present in my mind, future or past, because nowadays love just don't last. But hopefully life doesn't stereotype and approach me with the facts, because statistically this or statistically that. Why can't love just be loved and just stay like that, so that we don't confuse attractions with levels of satisfaction? The mind is dangerous.
Okay.
Man,
that
man,
one.
Man.
The night. Tonight is a good night.
The list of my favorite poets. You are now added to my favorite list.
Oh, thank you. Much love.
Yeah. How long you been writing? I know.
So long. As long as I can remember. It's just the way that I started expressing myself and my emotions and things like that. I've been writing forever.
Do you do spoken word? You get on stage and perform?
What was that? You said, do you get on stage and perform?
Yeah.
I have not done a lot of stage performances, no, but I do want to start trying to get more into them and more out there with open mic nights and stuff like that.
I think you'd be really well-rounded if you did that, too. Like, I can see your stage presence. I don't know if you stage fright, but to me it doesn't sound like it at all.
I do have stage fright a little bit. I get over it, you know, when you're into it.
It seems like you're comfortable within your words.
Yes, because they're mine. It's my truth, so it's like it's easy.
Yeah, wear them.
But thank you so much. Seriously, like, I love feedback and I like to know how other people feel about it, because what are you writing for if not to touch other people?
Right.
That is the truth.
Pick up.
But like I said, I do art and other things like that. I do everything creative, all forms of art forms and things like that. Poetry, drawing, music. But for more poems and songs and stuff like that, you can go to Brill_enigmatic on Instagram, and then Milan_flower_child for paintings and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm definitely gonna have to go check that out.
Thank you guys for having me.
Personal drawings too.
Do I do personal drawings? I will do personal drawing commissions and things like that, and personal pieces.
Okay.
I might have you draw my next tattoo.
Yeah, check me out.
Thank you so much for calling in and blessing us and speaking your truth. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You can call back any Thursday, too, if you want to.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But I'll call again. I'll let Genesis know. She's the one that took me up. I got you. I'll be looking forward to it. Yes.
All right, you have yourself a good night.
You too.
Yeah.
All right. Man, it's
good show tonight. Some lot of nice poets that came on and sang tonight.
It's tough.
Happy.
Yes, I'm happy with tonight. What was it? It was four poets?
So far it was the first one, Kiana the Artist. Then it was Brittany. Then it was Lopez. Then it was Ignima. I can't say her name. But I know how to spell it, though. That's the most important. Yeah, and that's it. We supposed to have another one. It's supposed to have been a guy, actually. His name was Brian Green. And I haven't heard anything else from him. He said that he was going to come on. I spoke with him earlier today. But, you know, it's always got to be that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see. We don't have any more callers?
I don't think we have any more callers. But I personally have seven people off air who are tuned in, and I asked all seven to judge each poet for the night. It's close as hell right now. Yeah, it's close as hell.
I know it's close as Lopez and his last one.
Actually, it's a three-way tie.
Is it?
It's a three-way tie, but me and you, you know, make all the difference. me and you make the difference between the four poems, the four poets. It's crazy. I'm not going to share the names quite yet.
I think it needs to be more of an even number, too, though. It needs to be 10 judges. It needs, like, 10. So if you got 7, we need one more, because of 7 plus us 2, we need one more judge. I need to get somebody, like, to listen in for the show, too, because it needs to
I tried to get one more, but I couldn't get it. I don't even know where the hell my vote go to yet, because it's between three poets right now, and I don't know yet. I don't know. I forgot about. It's close as hell. Cause like one came on, it was like bam, Then, you know, the second came on, it was like, oh, damn, okay. I don't think nobody can get better than this. Then another one was on there, and it was like, shit. So, I wrote my notes down, so I'll pick it a little bit. I forgot to who's the song artist? I forgot which one was the song artist. That was Enigma, right?
The which artist?
She also was a songwriter too, right? I forgot to tell her about Tuesdays and
Fridays.
Oh, she
she says she does music.
Yeah,
too.
You can.
I can send it your way.
Yeah, so we go ahead and do that off air or whatever. Get in touch with Lopez again. She has a pending Cash App already, so it's from her winning season.
She already sent it to you. Yeah, she already sent it to you.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I'm going to go look. Move, cat. Tonight is... I am... Speechless. Lord Jesus.
I'm having a hard time between two poets. I'm not going to lie. I'm really having a hard time between two of them. But I don't say anything yet, but it's for me, it's two people.
I'm going to. You're going to take the hard fall on this one. I'm gonna let you be the deciding vote. But
you gonna put the stress on me.
It was very tough between Brittany, Lopez, and Enigma. So those three are it's a three-way tie between them three. And there also was a vote for Kiana. With Kiana, if she would have brought a tad bit more energy, I believe she would have had a few more votes. I love her pieces. I just felt like the energy wasn't there. It was more like a robot, you know what I'm saying? It was just a steady, you know, reading of the poem. And Brittany got on, and, you know, of course, she doesn't disappoint. She always brings that energy. The first
well,
one
you're
was
biased
very,
anyway because that's, you said that's your favorite. You biased with Brittany anyway because you say that's
it's
your
not,
favorite.
It's not, no,
poet.
No. Brittany mm-hmm. always brings the energy. And it's not because of
she
her
does.
Accent or like that. She just always brings energy. So I look, what
she
I
does.
Look for first and foremost is the energy. You have to definitely bring the energy. And then I get into the meaning of the poem. And the meaning of Kiana's poem was deep. I love them. It's just the energy wasn't there. Ouch.
No, I'm saying
my
that
bad.
You're biased anyway because you said in the beginning this is your favorite poet. But Brittany always comes in and show out. I'm not taking that away from her at all. I like Brittany, a lot of her poetry. She's won before, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has.
Has she won before?
I haven't even picked
yeah,
my
so,
yeah, she did. She was the very first winner, yeah.
Yeah, she has won before.
Yeah.
So I'm biased because I love I had two friends on tonight, so Kiana the artist.
Wait,
and Lopez.
Wait before you go. I wasn't done. I didn't pick Brittany. I was still going on all the artists.
Oh, okay, well, go ahead. I'm listening.
Good.
I was just letting you know that you biased
yeah,
anyway.
No, see, yeah, you saw that. No. I didn't, you know, I didn't even pick. I'm going through the list.
Okay.
And then when Lopez came on, like, of course, she just blew it out the water with her, with that energy she had. The first poem was long, I'm not going to lie. It was kind of long. I got to the point where I kind of, like, zoned out. But I don't mind long poems, you know, but if it's too long, I kind of zoned out and I stopped listening. But, you know, I was into it. The second one was short, and I was definitely into the second one. And she brings that heat. You know, that's why she was the unofficial first winner of season 7. And then when
and
the Enigma
third
came
one
on, like, oh my God. Yeah, that third one was, that's what got me to be like, damn, between these three, you know, poets that was already on the fence of could be a winner, I'm like, damn, Lopez just put herself up there. And then when Enigma came on, shit, like, the choice is hard. So,
I thought you said you was going to leave it to me. So let me.
Vote. You are. You're the deciding vote. I got to put my vote out there, but you're going to be the deciding vote. Ow, ow. Stop, cat. What the fuck? My vote goes to Lopez.
Okay.
That third piece is what did it for me. It was definitely between Brittany Lopez and Enigma. It was so close. But Lopez took the edge with that third call.
Okay. I know this might okay, Kenya the artist. Yeah, she's right. She was like a robot. I think maybe because she was a little tired tonight, but you know, she's a different type of poet. Brittany,
right.
I like Brittany. But sometimes I have a hard time, like, listening. Her accent it's not her fault. Her accent is so thick. And I sometimes get, like, I'm trying to make sure that I'm listening as hard as I am. But I did like that vegan poem that was off the chain. I do like a lot of her work.
Spoke numbers.
Huh?
I said, yeah, spoke numbers.
What'd you say? Right. And then my dog, Lopez, she did bring the heat. She definitely did bring the heat. You're right. The first one was a little long, but I like long poetry anyway because, you know, it just kind of speaks to you. But Enigma, did I say her name right? I'm just going to have to go with her because this was her first time on the show, one. Two, she brought the heat and she was very comfortable in her words. I felt like she was here to play. Like, she wasn't here to play at all. Like, she was here to win, and I feel like she brought all of what we were looking for in poetry tonight. You know, she brought, and then she spoke about, not saying that the other poets didn't speak about these things, but she talked about real facts, you know, about love and how you deal with those things. And I'm not taking anything away from nobody else because they spoke about things that are facts, but the way that she worded things just kind of brought a little bit more imagery to the poem. Like, I like to visualize it more than just hear the words, and I feel like she gave me that a little bit more. So that's my vote for tonight, even though I wanted my dog to win, because that's who I was going to go with into Enigma came. I like her.
But you want to know the crazy part? So technically, we just tied it up between Lopez and Enigma, technically.
I thought that was going to happen anyway. I did. I really did. I said.
So I guess because we did not have that 10th person, the vote split. For Lopez and Enigma. So it was 3-3 and then 2-1. So I guess Lopez and Enigma are both winners of tonight's show because we did not have that 10th person or that even person to give that that decided vote. I just
well,
see
next
in my
time
head,
you need to let me know when you're doing
something.
That. See, you don't know me that well.
Usually I'll have two or three people, but tonight I have more people listening in. So I was like, I just asked all of them, like, hey, yo, just be the judge. But, okay, yeah, see, I definitely thought I knew you, because I'm like, oh, shit, she choose Lopez. That wasn't why I chose, but, like, I thought you were going to choose her.
I'm just being, I mean, if I'm going to tell you this much about Lopez, and this is why I have so much love for her, is because she's going to be as real as possible. She's going to let you know, and she is not going to sugarcoat anything. She is very open with other people, and she's just a beautiful soul all around, and she's definitely as helpful with anybody, and she wants everybody to be eating, whether it's at her table or not. She wants everybody to eat, and that's what I love about her. So I want Enigma to eat tonight. You know, she, I feel like she deserves it personally. I felt like I visualized it a lot more.
Okay.
And then plus, Lopez won from last time too. I'm not saying this because this is her first time on. I just feel like her poem was more, you know,
mm-hmm.
verbalized to me.
Well, we have two winners, so shit.
I got some people listening.
This is
Let
a
me
great
see
fucking night.
What'd they say? Let me check them out.
Oh, okay. If they choose, then, you know, they split their vote. But as of right now,
they were still listening to the last
Enigma
part.
And Lopez, I was sure finna be like, all right, I'm finna cash out the both. But
no,
they can
they
go
tuned
ahead and
off.
Split that vote.
Never mind.
Damn.
I thought we were gonna have a break in it. We could discuss this offline, but I like Enigma. But you said so we're gonna have a tie tonight. So what do you want them to do? Come back and revisit?
Oh shit. My co-host has just her call just dropped. Hopefully Dennis doesn't call right back in. I am not 100% sure. But as of right now, y'all, it is between Enigma and Lopez. Normally, I will split it in 25 for cash out, 25 to both. But if Genesis decides that she wants the poets, both poets, to come back and do a, you know, I guess a face-off, then we will do that. But in between time, shout out to all poets tonight. I appreciate every last one of y'all. And as of right now, we have two winners, but I'm not sure yet. We will speak to Lopez and Enigma off air. So this has been OG Radio with your boy Radio Rail and Genesis. We will holler at y'all next Thursday. Stay tuned or tune in tomorrow from 10 to 11 with me and B Trey. We have a special artist coming on the show tomorrow. Tune in Mondays with me, Radio Rail. I'll be here from 9 to 10 or 10:30. That's Podcast Monday or Madness Monday. Me and B Trey will be back on air Tuesdays for Let's Talk Tuesday. And our producer, AK, sometimes every other Wednesday does request shows, so he'll be on air. I want to say 6 o'clock to 7. And then we're back here on Poetry Thursday. So everybody, have a good night.